Okay, folks, so I'm not usually one for conspiracies. I don't really care for them. But I'm going to try my best to explain what's going on in my mind and what I saw. I'm watching a movie right now. It's the latest version of Godzilla. And it's okay. It's entertaining. But while I'm watching it, I hear this episodal music, very, very dramatic theme music playing. And in my mind, all of a sudden, I get this feeling like something big is coming. While I'm looking at the screen, I'm like, okay, no, that's just my imagination saying Godzilla is about to appear. But the feeling wouldn't let go. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this bigger picture? And I kept, once again, to repeat, a big thing is coming. And my mind replaced thing with a creature. And I was like, well, is it an underground creature? And the answer was, partly. I thought, well, is it the reptilians? Do they have like a mother reptilian or a king reptilian that's gigantic that they're going to release? No. Then, you know, what is it? And then I said, okay, is there something to do with the Atlas? Because the Atlas, to me, is a nothing burger. It's going to come by and do something. I don't know. It's just going to come by. Maybe it'll wake something up. I don't know. But I felt like it's bigger than that. Like, well, what is it? Is it Trump? Is he releasing something? Is it National Guard? What's going on? And the feeling I got was, now I'm catching it. I was like, okay, and this is it. So, you know, that's kind of obvious. He just reported that in the news. I kind of got this feeling that, no, it's actually bigger than that. And I was like, what could this be? What is this, such a big picture? And then it hit me. What I'm seeing is not one entity. It's thousands of little entities rising up and behaving as one. Is this a revolt? And what, I can't be sure. But if I could say it this way without sounding too conspiracy theory, I just got this funny feeling that maybe, and I'm very hesitant to say this, there will be a kind of a, not a martial law enacted, but a military assistance will start growing in cities throughout the United States. And for some reason, or somehow, that's going to create a significant scenario. And one of the things that I saw in a previous video or thing that I made a while back on Rumble was that the TV stations would be taken over, like in New York City, Fox News, you name it, Comcast, all the different news broadcasting stations, national and maybe even some international. I don't know about local. I can't say for sure. But it's all of a sudden, it's like, are they going to be seized? Now, if they are, my first thought was, well, okay, are we going to have the every TV show in the world playing the truth of what's going on over the next few days to a week? But I don't see that happening. Not yet. Instead, it's more along the lines of just the military showing its presence in major cities over the next few months. And it's something to do with making sure that the bad guys that were allowed into the country on purpose cannot cause any more problems. Kind of like a putting a check on all of the, like in the game chess, putting the one of the players in check, saying, nope, you're not going to be allowed to make that move that's deadly and dirty. And I thought, is that what I'm seeing here? Is that we're looking at a slow increase of military across the country? And the feeling was, yeah, that's going to be part of it, but it's not going to be obvious. And the news media most likely will not be covering all of the truth. They don't want the people to be connected. Then I said, well, why am I feeling an even bigger energy of something coming up very, very soon? That's where it went secret on me. And I said, it was almost as if, oh, you're not allowed to know the big truth about what's coming. I said, well, if you're not going to show it to me what it is, what will you show me? And that's when it started to get a little bit hazy and started to go away and say, that's enough for now. But I was like, okay, well, I mean, there's nothing I can do. So my folks, my friends, I would suggest keeping an eye on the mainstream media and watching your local news for the major cities to possibly start seeing military personnel arriving to assist where the local police departments have had their hands tied behind their back from the politicals, you know, the bad guys in politics. And I don't know how that'll hold up, but I think but the other part of this big issue is going to be in September, October. I'm not going to give it a timeline, other people are, but I'm going to say we're having significant events line up one after the other. Will it be astoundingly changing? Not so much. But there'll be a lot of other underground issues that are going to be taking place. I guess one of the biggest stories is whatever this large situation is that's coming. I think what we're going to be starting to watch is a shift in the speed of disclosure. But what's going to be disclosed is still up for grabs. But I think that there's a new shift coming along. And the reason, the bottom line, is because of the AI. We are in very large need of new industries that people will be able to work in for a living. AI is only going to hire so many people to write the programming for those companies. There's going to be a lot of people who are blue-collar workers who probably don't know anything about coding. And there's going to need to be a whole massive amount of new jobs that are going to be created. And somehow I think that's actually the flip coin of what this new beast is that's coming up. So I'm going to recommend everybody be prepared for some major new technology to be introduced, because the AI will be, it'll be showing what it can do. And we'll say, oh, well, this is going to be something new. And I'm talking that the hidden secrets, I guess this is part of it also, the hidden secrets that we've been seeing for so long, like anti-gravity and better gas mileage for cars and faster speeds, and even, I dare say, exposure to what's going on with the global earth that we're on, and whether or not we can penetrate the field that's around our earth. Some people say, yeah, we go to the moon, and some other people say, no, we can't get there at all. I say that the TV says we can't get there at all. But I think in reality, it's a whole different thing that people don't know about. And I think because of this AI and the other things around it, we are about to be introduced to a whole bunch of things, and people say, well, the AI figured it out. And I think that'll be the reason why it will come, is because people will accept its introduction, not because of human ingenuity, but they won't mind. They'll be happy to accept it because there's a new technology out there. So that's about it for this one, folks. I just want to let you know that I did see this, and I felt it important to let people know there's a lot of changes coming soon. Very soon, I'd say this year into next year. I'd say by the end of next year, we may not even recognize some parts of our current way of life. We'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Talk with you in the next one.